Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman, remembered by Avram Goldhar, and today Mazeches Baba Basra, Daf Pei Test, the fifth perek Hamocher Sasvina. This perek has been generously sponsored by Rabbi Yechezkel and Anat Hartman, Lazer Chendishma Sagon Rav Moshe Shapiro Zatzal, in honor of the publication of the Sefer Nechusi Yama, his Shiurim, on this perek. So the three topics are going to focus on them. When the Mishnah and Daf Peches Amabes taught that where it's customary to level a measure, one may not heap a measure, and vice versa. Our Brisa states, from where do we derive that one may not level the measure in a place where they heap it, even where the buyer agrees to receive less, nor heap it in a place where they level it, even where the seller agrees to give more? The Pasuk says, Eifa Shlema, a perfect measure, implying that fraud may not result from one's measure. Someone may infer from their action that this is the local custom, which will lead to actual deceit. The Brisa continues that even if the seller said, I will level the measure in a place where they usually heap it, but I will reduce the price, or the reverse, this is also forbidden, because the Pasuk says, Eifa Shlema Vatzedek Yehelach, a perfect and just measure you shall have, teaching to avoid even an unlikely possibility of resulting fraud. Here, someone may not realize that the price was adjusted. The same drushes are made regarding the practices to tilt or balance a scale. Point number two, Rav Yehuda of Sura darshan, the Pasuk says you will not have in your house, meaning you will not have money. Matam, why? Mishum eifa ve'eifa, because you used a measure and a measure, meaning a large one for buying and a small one for selling. Similarly, the Pasuk says, l'yelcha b'kisacha, you will not have in your pouch, meaning money. Matam, why? Mishum evan ve'evan, because you used a weight, meaning different sizes for buying and selling. He darshans the Pasuk's conclusion of a evan shlema v'tzedek, but if you keep a perfect and just weight, yelach, you will have money. Eifa shlema v'tzedek, yelach, and if you will keep a perfect and just measure, you will have money. And point number three, Abraisa teaches that one cannot make a level with one wide side and one narrow side because he can use the wide end, which is not level as deeply, when selling, and the narrow side when buying. Well, yimchok b'basachas, one may not level the entire measure at once quickly because this is ralamocher v'yafel l'okeach, bad for the seller and good for the buyer, nor should he level in small amounts, which is bad for the buyer. Rather, he should level once slowly or in two sweeps. Regarding all these practices, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said, Oili im omer, woe is me if I speak about these forbidden practices, oili im lo omer, and woe is me if I do not speak about them. If I do, shema yilmadu haramayin, and if I do not, perhaps the deceivers will say, ain talmid chachamim bekim b'maisi yadenu. The talmid chachamim are not familiar with their activities and increase their activities. Ultimately, he did speak about them based on the pasuk, ki yasharim darchei Hashem, for Hashem's ways are straight, but tzadikim yelchu bam uposhim yikashu bam, and the righteous walk in them, and the wicked stumble in them. Thus, it's worth teaching the righteous how to avoid cheating, although the wicked may take advantage of the information. So once again, the Mishnah Daf Peches Amabes taught that where it's customary to level a measure, one may not heap a measure, and vice versa. Our Brisa states, from where do we derive that one may not level the measure in a place where they heap it, even where the buyer agrees to receive less, nor heap it in a place where they level it, even where the seller agrees to give more? The Pasuk says, Eifa Shlema, a perfect measure, implying that fraud may not result from one's measure. Someone may infer from their action that this is the local custom, which will lead to actual deceit. The Brisa continues that even if the seller said, I will level the measure in a place where they usually heap it, but I will reduce the price, or the reverse, this is also forbidden, because the Pasuk says, Eifa Shlema Vatzedek Yehelach, a perfect and just measure you shall have, teaching to avoid even an unlikely possibility of resulting fraud. Here, someone may not realize that the price was adjusted. The same drushes are made regarding the practices to tilt or balance a scale. Point number two, Rav Yehuda of Sura darshan, the Pasuk says you will not have in your house, meaning you will not have money. Matam, why? Mishum eifa ve'eifa, because you used a measure and a measure, meaning a large one for buying and a small one for selling. Similarly, the Pasuk says, l'yelcha b'kisacha, you will not have in your pouch, meaning money. Matam, why? Mishum evan ve'evan, because you used a weight, meaning different sizes for buying and selling. He darshans the Pasuk's conclusion of a evan shlema v'tzedek, but if you keep a perfect and just weight, yelach, you will have money. Eifa shlema v'tzedek, yelach, and if you will keep a perfect and just measure, you will have money. And point number three, Abraisa teaches that one cannot make a level with one wide side and one narrow side because he can use the wide end, which is not level as deeply, when selling, and the narrow side when buying. Well, yimchok b'basachas, one may not level the entire measure at once quickly because this is ralamocher v'yafel l'okeach, bad for the seller and good for the buyer, nor should he level in small amounts, which is bad for the buyer. Rather, he should level once slowly or in two sweeps. Regarding all these practices, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said, Oy li im omer, woe is me if I speak about these forbidden practices, oy li im lo omer, and woe is me if I do not speak about them. If I do, shema yimudu haramayin, and if I do not, perhaps the deceivers will say, ain't Talmud Chachamim bekim b'maisi yadenu. The Talmud Chachamim are not familiar with their activities and increase their activities. Ultimately, he did speak about them based on the pasuk, ki yasharim darkei Hashem, for Hashem's ways are straight, but tzadikim yelchu bam uposhim yikashu bam, and the righteous walk in them, and the wicked stumble in them. Thus, it's worth teaching the righteous how to avoid cheating, although the wicked may take advantage of the information. All right, so now we go to Simmer Daf Pei Tes, and our standard simmon is a pot, and we often use a chon pot for the simmon, so here goes. The seller who always made sure to measure with his Eifa Shlema chon pot to remember not to level in a place where they heap, watch his competitor go poor from cheating people using different measures, who refused to listen to the rabbi who spoke in the town square about forbidden sales practices. Once again, slow motion. The seller who always made sure to measure with his Eifa Shlema chon pot, that must be on Daf Pei Tes, pot. The seller who always made sure to measure with his Eifa Shlema chon pot to remember not to level in a place where they heap, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Pei Ches Amud Beis taught that where it's customary to level a measure, one may not heap a measure and vice versa. A brisa states, Manayin Shein Mochakim B'Makom Shegodshim, from where do we derive that one may not level the measure in a place where they heap it, even where the buyer agrees to receive it, or nor may he heap in a place where they level it, even where the seller agrees to give more? The Pasuk says, Eifa Shlema, a perfect measure, implying that fraud may not result from one's measure. So the seller always made sure to measure with his Eifa Shlema chon pot to remember not to level in a place where they heap, watch his competitor go poor from cheating people using different measures, which reminds us of Rebbe Surah Darshan, L'yelecha b'veisecha. The Pasuk says, you will not have in your house, meaning you will not have money. Matam, why? Mishum Eifa ve'Eifa, because you use a measure and a measure, a large one for buying and a small one for selling. So the seller always made sure to measure with his Eifa Shlema chon pot to remember not to level in a place where they heap, watch his competitor go poor from cheating people using different measures, who refused to listen to the rabbi who spoke in the town square about forbidden sales practices. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said, Oy li im omer, woe is to me if I speak about these forbidden practices, referring to fraudulent practices. Woe is me if I do not speak about them. If I do, perhaps the deceivers will learn how to cheat. And if I do not, perhaps the deceivers will say, Ain Talmud Chachamim bekim b'maisi yadenu. The Talmud Chachamim were not familiar with their activities, and they'll increase their activities. Ultimately, he did speak about them based on the pasuk, Ki yasharim darkei Hashem, for Hashem's ways are straight, but tzadikim yelchu bam uposhim yikashu bam, and the righteous walk in them, and the wicked stumble in them. Thus, it's worth teaching the righteous how to avoid cheating, although the wicked may take advantage of the information. So once again, the seller who always made sure to measure with his Eifa Shlema chon pot to remember not to level in a place where they heap, watch his competitor go poor from cheating people using different measures, who refused to listen to the rabbi who spoke in the town square about forbidden sales practices. All right, so now it's time for four blabach chazara. Daf pei hey. So the simmer daf pei hey is a pe, a mouth, and we use a dentist for the simmon. So here goes. The dentist, that must mean we're on daf pei hey, pe, mouth. The dentist marketing his services in an alleyway, selling cheap toothbrushes and putting them in people's bags for them to acquire, which reminds us, Gemara teaches that a person's kli cannot acquire in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, but it can in a simta. So the dentist marketing his services in an alleyway, selling cheap toothbrushes and putting them in people's bags for them to acquire, using strategies he learned from his book on sales called Arba Midos B'Mochrin, which reminds us, Abraisa states, Arba Midos B'Mochrin. There are four laws of sales regarding using utensils for acquiring. Number one, where the kli belongs to a third party. Number two, where the kli belongs to the buyer or the seller, but the transaction takes place in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Number three, where the sale takes place in the seller's domain. And number four, where the sale takes place in the buyer's domain. So the dentist marketing his services in an alleyway, selling cheap toothbrushes and putting them in people's bags for them to acquire, using strategies he learned from his book on sales called Arba Midas B'Mochrin, wondered if the patient in his office acquired the celery he was selling to promote flossing when his assistant put it in the patient's bag, which reminds us of Rav Sheshes as Shaila to Rav Huna, Kelev Shel Lokeach B'Shus Mocher, regarding the utensil of the buyer in the seller's domain, Kanu Lokeach Olo, does the buyer acquire produce placed in it or not? Daf Pei Vav. So the simmer Daf Pei Vav is police. So here goes. The police officer, that must be on Daf Pei Vav, police. The police officer who was giving a ticket for improper kinyanim, for an item that was dragged when it should have been lifted, which reminds us, objects which are normally lifted are only acquired with hagbah, not mashicha. So the police officer who was giving a ticket for improper kinyaning for an item that was dragged when it should have been lifted, gave a pass to the man dragging the sheep that dug its heels into the ground, which reminds us, the Chachamim say behema daka b'mashicha, a small animal is acquired through pulling it. This seems to prove that although a small animal is normally lifted, it can still be acquired with mashicha. The Gemara answers, shani behema dasarcha, an animal is different because it clutches the ground and is not easily lifted. So the Chachamim say it can be acquired with mashicha. So the police officer, who was giving a ticket for improper kinyanim, for an item that was dragged when it should have been lifted, gave a pass to the man dragging the sheep that dug its heels into the ground, while a colleague went to buy 30 donuts for $30, knowing he can retract until the very last one was in the box. Which reminds us, Rav and Shmuel say, Kor b'shloshim ani mocher lecha. If a seller says, I'm selling you a kor, 30 saw, for 30 slime, yachol lachzor bo afil b'sa'a achron, he can retract from the sale, even while the final saw was being measured. Because the agreed volume of sale was a full kor, the buyer does not acquire anything until the entire amount is given to him. However, if he said, Kor b'shloshim saw b'sela ani mocher lecha, I'm selling you a kor for 30 slime, a saw per sela, Rishon Rishon Kana, the buyer acquires each saw one by one because each saw is a full unit of sale. Daf Pei Zayin. So the Simfer Daf Pei Zayin is a golden Pez candy dispenser. So here goes. The man who used a golden Pez candy dispenser. Golden Pez candy dispenser? That must move on Daf Pei Zayin. The man who used a golden Pez candy dispenser to uproot some flax, to acquire it as well as the rest of the attached flax, which reminds us an earlier Mishnah had discussed acquiring attached flax through uprooting a small amount. Rav Sheshes explains that the cases where the owner said, Lech yapelecha karka koshu, go improve a small amount of land for yourself, and thereby acquire whatever is on it. Since uprooting some flax improves the land, it serves as a kinyan chazak on the land, which can acquire any flax attached to the ground, which also has the status of land. The Rashbam adds that this is effective even where he's not acquiring the land itself. So the man who used a golden Pez candy dispenser to uproot some flax to acquire it as well as the rest of the attached flax noticed the storekeeper tilting his measuring cup shaped like a candy dispenser to drip 3 additional drops into the buyer's container, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states, B'chayv l'hatif lo shalosh tipin. The seller is required to let 3 drops drip out for the buyer from the measuring cup after pouring from it into the buyer's container. Hirkina umitzis. If he tilted it after allowing the 3 drops and residue gathered at the bottom, it belongs to the seller. Achemveni, a storekeeper is not required to allow 3 drops drip out for a buyer because he's occupied with his sales. Rav Yehuda says he's only exempt on Friday just before Shabbos, as the Gemara explains. So the man who used a golden Pez candy dispenser to uproot some flax to acquire it, as well as the rest of the attached flax, noticed a storekeeper tilting his measuring cup shaped like a candy dispenser to drip 3 additional drops into the buyer's container. While a child sent to the store with money and a flask to buy some oil, cried after he broke the flask and lost the change. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Shalech has beno etzel chemveni. If one sends his minor son to a storekeeper with a coin worth 2 isars to buy oil, and the storekeeper gave him the oil and an isar of change, and later the child broke the slochis, the flask of oil, and lost the isar, the Tanakhama holds the chemveni liable. Rabbi Yehuda exempts him, shalmanaske and shalchu, because it was with this intention that the oil and change should be sent with the child that he sent him. Da peches. So the simmer da peches is a pach, a garbage can, or a dustbin. So here goes. The garbage man who accidentally dropped and dented a garbage can, that must be Marantov, Peches, Pach. The garbage man who accidentally dropped and dented a garbage can when he picked it up to examine it, to purchase it, which reminds us, Shmuel said, Hanota klimin u'min levakro, if one takes the utensil from a craftsman to examine it for purchase, then anas biyado, and a mishap occurred to it while it was in his possession, chayiv, he's liable. Although he can return it, it's his responsibility until then, since he lifted it with the intent to purchase it. The Gemara says this is only where its price was set, so he can keep it if he decides to purchase it. Rashbam adds that the item is in high demand. So the garbage man who accidentally dropped and dented a garbage can when he picked it up to examine it, to purchase it, was waiting to tell the shopkeeper who was busy tilting a scale for the buyer's benefit, which reminds us, the next mission details how often measures must be cleaned from residue by wholesalers, homeowners, and storekeepers, as well as weights and scales. It continues, the chayv l'achriyo lo tefach, and he must tilt the scale for the buyer's benefit by tefach, where this is the practice. So the garbage man who accidentally dropped and dented a garbage can when he picked it up to examine it, to purchase it, was waiting to tell the shopkeeper who was busy tilting a scale for the buyer's benefit, under a sign that said, Kasha Onchan Shalmidos, Yoser Me Onchan Shal Arise, which reminds us, Rabbi Levi said, Kasha Onchan Shalmidos, Yoser Me Onchan Shal Arise. The punishment for fraudulent measures is more severe than for illicit relations, because the Torah wrote, El, these abominations regarding Arios, and wrote Eile regarding false weights. The Gemara demonstrates that Eile is an expression of severity, so the longer Eile connotes greater severity. Although Arios are punishable by karas and false measures are not, an Arios violation is Efsher B'tshuva, it's possible to repent from. But regarding false measures, Lo Efsher B'tshuva, it's not possible to repent completely, since he may not know whom he cheated. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff do we machlokes about the required distance between three trees to acquire land? That's on Duff. Pei Gimel. Good. Number two, which stuff do we learn that one's money depends on his honesty with measures? That's on Duff. Pei Tes. Good. Number three, which stuff do the question whether a buyer acquires produce place in his kli that's in the seller's domain? That's on Duff. Hey, hey. Good. Number four, which stuff do we learn that if a seller overcharges and the item's value increases, the seller cannot retract? That's on Duff. Paid out. Good. Number five, which stuff do we discuss cleaning weights and measures and the requirement to give a buyer extra? That's on Duff. Peches. Good. Number six, which stuff do we learn that Eifa Shlema teaches not to deviate from measuring practices even without cheating? That's on Duff. Pay test. Good. Number seven, which stuff do we discuss if one sold two trees in his field and one on the boundary, whether they combine to become a field of trees to include land in the sale? That's on Duff. Pay Gimel. Good. Number eight, which stuff do we learn about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's dilemma, whether you should speak publicly about forbidden sales practices? That's on Duff. Pay test. Good. Number nine, which stuff do we discuss if wine and vinegar are considered one or two species regarding truma and sales? That's on Duff. Paid out. Good. Number 10. Which stuff do we learn that objects which are normally lifted are only acquired with Hagbah, not Meshicha? That's on Duff. Pevav. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Ram Goldar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.